Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Traveler's Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification of the saints by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into this edition of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin Bowling. So glad that you joined us for the broadcast today. I was reading an article just yesterday. Yep, it's actually dated Monday, February 9th, 2015. This one was out of the Telegraph over in the UK. And it says this as the headline, Global Warming, the biggest science scandal ever. That's what the headline says. It goes on to say this, when future generations look back on the global warming scare over the past 30 years, nothing will shock them more than the extent to which the official temperature records on which the entire panic ultimately rested were systematically adjusted, quote unquote, to show that the Earth to have been warming much more than the actual data justified. It goes on in the article to talk about the fellow who went out and checked the records of these various stations around the weather or temperature measuring stations around the world and found that on a wide scale, they had all been adjusted, and they had all been adjusted upward. In other words, to say that the temperature was actually warmer than what the data was actually saying that it was. And so he's concluding from that, that there has been this effort by the governments and global warming alarmists that to make us think that the Earth is much warmer than it really is. A couple weeks ago, I watched a video of a rather recent documentary that was produced. The documentary is entitled Blue, and you can go to a website to find out more about this, and we're going to talk about this in just a minute, but the website is www.bluebeatsgreen.com. I thought the documentary was very well done, and so I've asked the director of the documentary to come on the program today to talk about it. Before he comes on, I want you to hear just a couple-minute clip from the documentary. This is the trailer that you can watch out on YouTube. And again, the trailer is for, it's the official trailer for the documentary Blue, B-L-U-E, Blue. And listen to this, and then we'll talk to the director.
Lumber was the number one industry in Humboldt County, and now it's marijuana.
These forests now carry 10 times the typical number of trees they carry.
We're protecting things to death.
The forests are rotting away. The communities are decaying away.
Used to have 10 mills, churches, schools. People lived and worked. Our children got jobs.
Now what happened?
The green movement.
What is mankind's basic duty towards the environment?
Since the environmentalists came to help us, things have gone to hell in a handbasket.
The whole issue is not about weather, it's about power.
We will respond to the threat of climate change.
Just a scheme to make people a lot of money.
We've tolerated the deniers for far too long.
The sky will turn green and we'll be dead.
Let them say what they want.
Carbon dioxide is the staff of life. We all learned in the third grade, that's what plants eat.
You're saying we need more.
The world needs more people.
Environmentalism gets the whole thing backwards. It thinks that people are better off if they're poor. And in reality, they're better off if they're wealthy. But so is the environment.
They have clambered on to this global warming bandwagon just at the moment when all the wheels have fallen off.
The further you get away from community involvement, the more mismanaged it becomes.
Our task is to reflect God by enhancing the beauty, the fruitfulness, and the safety of the earth to the glory of God and to the benefit of our neighbors.
Well, there you have it. That's the official trailer for the documentary Blue, and the director of that documentary is J.D. King. J.D. joins us now. J.D., welcome to the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. I've had a number of the folks that appear in the documentary on. I had Lord Christopher Monckton on the program to talk about some of these of the data that was collected and the way it's been manipulated. And also E. Calvin Beisner has been on with me for a number of times. And he's, of course, the national spokesperson for the Cornwall Alliance. For our listeners' sake, I'll mention that as well. J.D., how'd you get involved in this issue?
Well, you know, I grew up in one of the most beautiful places on the planet, a remote cattle ranch in western Montana. And it was there that I really fell in love with the outdoors. And then there's something more that I loved than being outside in the mountains or in the woods, fishing or hunting with my dad. And, you know, we were just surrounded by beauty and wildlife. And some point along the line, the government worked with some environmental groups to reintroduce, more like introduce, some wolves back into Yellowstone Park. And what I heard and what I saw from the environmental groups and the government, what they said, and they actually still say about wolves being this greatest thing ever, was not quite true. I heard completely different stories from people who actually had to live with them. And all the agreements were broken. There was so much corruption. There was so much fraud. And I didn't know this starting out, but I wanted to make a film about it. I grew up watching film, and so I grabbed my brother and a camera and a mic, and I started talking to people about it. And I was pretty shocked. I mean, I ended up discovering that about 40 to 70 million, somewhere in there, was stolen by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in 1995, back when they reintroduced the wolves, without the approval of Congress, without the approval of the states, and they just kind of did it and ran everybody over.
And they stole this money. Now, that's dealing, I should mention, with our listening audience, too. You have a second film out that's called Crying Wolf. And in Crying Wolf, you then document what you were just referring to, the idea of the reintroducing of these wolves back into Yellowstone and all the problems that resulted from that, right?
Exactly. Problems that people never hear about. And that's what got me going. And that opened my eyes to so many other ways that environmental groups, sometimes well-meaning, sometimes just out of their own selfish interest, and stride hand-in-hand with state and federal agencies, and trample people, especially in the West, private property owners and that sort of thing. So that film really opened my eyes to this, and I knew as I traveled around and learned more about this that there were so many other ways that this was going on, and I had everybody that I was meeting saying, hey, did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? And I knew I had to make another film.
Did you read this record the other day? I started the program off with out of the Telegraph in the UK, just talking about this. The recording of the data is being one of the greatest science scandals ever. That's quite alarming, isn't it?
It's absolutely crazy. I've been traveling quite a bit in the last week, and I've been trying to stay plugged in, and just have been digging into this recently, and it's kind of like just another climate gate. Just one after the next of you know, doctored emails and data.
You know what I find completely shocking about this is, even though this keeps coming out again and again in the news, and even though all of these predictions that the alarmists have made have not come true, the U.S. government and others around the world, but I'm more concerned with the U.S. government right now, the U.S. government just keeps plugging ahead, and as if these stories never even existed, as if everybody should just still believe all the hype that was put out by the Green Movement.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously an agenda. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to do a little Googling around and find all kinds of climate scientists and well-qualified scientists and economists and other people who have analyzed this. And, I mean, the Petition Project is a very, very popular site where over 30,000 very well-credentialed people, American scientists, 9,000 or so, which have PhDs, have completely stated we disagree with the fundamental assumptions of climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's one thing after the next, like you pointed out, with the doctoring of the data that's going on now. And the American people, I think, in the latest, one of the latest polls that I saw, I mean, it was a single-digit percentage point of people who thought that climate change was a big deal. So we do have a case of the emperor having no clothes on so many times, because you're right. At the top level, the current administration and the UN, they're just pounding this climate change thing like no one's business.
It seems that there's an awful lot of money to be made. You know, it's normally when they're pushing ahead with something like this, somewhere, somehow, there's going to be an awful lot of money that's going to be made by selling this this notion. And then I guess apparently the taxpayers, U.S. taxpayers and others, are going to be asked to pony up to pay the bill for all of this, right?
Yeah, no, that's been going on for a long time. And it's not just the few like Al Gore and his friends and the other people who are in on things like cap and trade, but it filters down into all the different green industries. And when you, anytime you increase taxes and move people away from affordable, reliable energy, you make life harder for the general population, especially for the poorer, because they spend the highest percentage of their income on energy.
President Obama made no bones about it that in order to go towards green energy, that the price of energy as we use it now through power plants and coal and so forth, that it was necessarily then going to skyrocket. Those prices would have to go up in order to make the alternative sources more appealing to people. And so, he's not hiding it much from that standpoint, right?
No, he's actually lived up to at least that promise.
Yeah, exactly. And also had made a promise about making it so difficult for the coal companies to be in business by over-regulating them to the extent that they basically couldn't make a profit any longer and they'd be forced out of the industry. And, of course, when you have fewer companies producing power that way, that'll drive the cost of the energy up as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, energy goes into everything that we do. And I've always found it ironic, you know, how everything that these activists who want to get rid of the most affordable, reliable energy sources that we have, you know, they're constantly using it, whether it's on their computers, whether it's the refrigerator, whether it's the hospitals they go to, whether it's, you know, the line. But it's, all the food that we eat is transported by energy. So when you drive up the price of energy, everything else is going to go up too.
Mm-hmm. In the film, you have a number of different people that speak from different perspectives, such as E. Calvin Beisner, speaking from the perspective, of course, of bringing the gospel to bear about what the Word of God tells us about being good stewards of the earth and so forth. And he articulates that very well. Let's talk about a couple of the other folks that are featured in the film. The purpose of Lord Christopher Monckton was to show, I was going to let you fill the blank in.
Yeah, so Christopher Monckton has been one of the leading climate skeptics in the world. And he stuck his neck out on like a chopping block quite a few times. And he really spoke in the film specifically to United Nations Agenda 21 and kind of some larger level conspiracy theories like dating back before 1992 and the first Rio Earth Summit. So I brought him on to talk about that primarily. And actually I had a fantastic talk with him. We talked for 2 hours in Sydney, Australia, and we covered just about everything under the sun.
You had a couple of other individuals in there, too. You have this, I wish I had his name right here in front of me, but I don't. The fellow that's kind of in a gray suit, and he's sitting in his office, and you actually interview him quite a bit, and he's very articulate.
Robert Zubrin.
Okay, and tell us some of the things. Give our listening audience a little snapshot of some of the things that he talks about in the film as well, and then I want to ask you about one more character that appears in the documentary as well.
Sure. So Dr. Zubrin is a scientist. He's got PhDs in aeronautics and astronautics and nuclear engineering. He has a patent on a three-way chess game, actually, too.
Hmm.
One of the smartest guys I've ever talked to in my life. But he had done a ton of research on how carbon dioxide, the byproduct of all this horrible, so-called horrible and terrible coal and oil, but carbon dioxide is the gas that's a byproduct of using energy, of burning fossil fuels. And that is what is supposedly driving climate change. But he argues that the world is actually like 15% greener now, and plants are actually growing 15% better, at least, worldwide. Than they would be if we had not doubled carbon dioxide concentration in the atmosphere from 200 parts per million to 400 parts per million. That was really fascinating.
Yeah, and then another fella in there also makes the very simple statement, but pretty profound, that we all learned in grammar school that CO2 is good for the environment, that it does help plants grow. So if there is an increased amount of CO2 in the atmosphere, of which we can't prove exactly how much of that is added by mankind versus just natural elements of it being in the atmosphere. But if there is an increase of it, it would actually help the vegetation and the greenery around the world to grow even at a higher rate, right?
Yeah, and that's actually what's been observed. And you referred to Dr. Leighton Stewart that I had interviewed as well about that topic, and he started out for climate change, and he was on the board of several major universities in Texas, and so he was going to write this paper because his career was spent in geology primarily. And so, being a geologist, he's like, hey, let's look at the historical data that we have, and let's try to compare this as best we can. So, using various techniques of reconstructing Earth's temperature in the past and climate CO2 levels, he was actually shocked and completely stunned because there was absolutely no correlation whatsoever between carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and the history of Earth's temperature. And so he went into that saying, I'm going to prove climate change, right, showing people what's happened in Earth's past and what's going on now. He came out of that just completely turned around, and he's like, if anybody actually looks at the empirical evidence, there's nothing whatsoever to show that climate change is driven primarily by carbon dioxide. Mm-hmm. And he actually started with a website, which is very, very informative. It's called PlantsNeedCO2.org.
One more time on that website?
PlantsNeedCO2.org. CO2 is carbon dioxide.
PlantsNeedCO2.org. Okay, great. Let me ask you about one more individual in there. I thought this fella, too, was very informative. Again, I don't have his name right here in front of me, but he was standing, it looked like, next to a trailer, but he was talking about the effects that it had had on a community, and talked about the loss of jobs and just how much of a local impact this had actually had on the community that he lived in. Do you know who I'm referring to?
Yeah, I think so. I think that was Mike McKenna from the American Energy Alliance. He was pointing out some of the economics of it all. And, when you create or add jobs to the economy in the oil or natural gas or energy sector, you will create usually between, like, 3 to close to 10 jobs outside of the fence line just because of that boost in the economy. And we're seeing that back in my next-door neighbor state, Montana, North Dakota, with the oil boom going on there right now.
Yes,
it's just created an incredible economy. There's like no unemployment. People are making like $20 an hour working at McDonald's. But it's just fascinating when you actually take a hands-on approach to managing the environment, like the Bible implies over and over from Genesis 1:28 about having dominion, ruling, subduing the earth,
yes.
And then all throughout the scriptures, not only does mankind benefit, but nature benefits as well. And that's one of the things I point out in the film is we have that biblical hands-on management approach to nature. You know, man is over the animals and the plants, and versus the school of thought, which has been predominant in our culture lately, which is preservationism, which is Mother Earth is at the top of the animals and the plants, and man is underneath, and we've got to just shut it down. We've got to keep people off of it. And that actually is not only good for mankind, but it's also more times than not ends up harming the environment rather than hurting it.
Hmm. Unintended consequences again. They keep coming up, don't they?
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted to ask you, in the couple minutes that we have left, I want to make sure that people know how they can get a copy of Blue, and we can also work into that how they can watch or get a copy of Crying Wolf, your other documentary as well. Give us some information about how they can watch these things for themselves or get a copy of them.
Okay, you had mentioned my website, which is bluebeatsgreen.com. You can pick up a copy there, or if you use Amazon, Blue is on Amazon as well. And Crying Wolf, the first film that I did, I put on YouTube earlier this year. When I first released it, I had it up online streaming, and it had it got about 100,000 views in 3 months. Mm-hmm. Really started getting around. I just put it back up a couple months ago, and it's on the Blue Beat Screen YouTube channel right now.
Excellent. And you're also traveling around a little bit, and folks can get together in order to have Blue shown in their theater or, you know, a larger venue like that, right?
Yep. I am doing that. And so I'm actually a consultant right now with E. Calvin Weisner's organization, the Cornwall Alliance for
yes.
the Stewardship of Creation. And so get a hold of them if you want to come out and speak to your group. And we could possibly even get the film into the theater and have me there to show it and take Q&A afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be great. It's always a fun time.
Well, do they have you on the schedule to be out this way at the East Coast here or specifically in South Carolina anytime soon?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't think so.
Okay. We'll have to talk to E. Cal Weisner there and see if we can get you to come out this way, and maybe we could get a showing of this in the theater. I think that would be excellent. So,
yeah, that would be great, Kevin. I would love to.
Well, JD, thank you so much. You did a great job of putting this together. It's very well done, very informative, and you know, not a lot of hyperbole in there. You prove your points with the experts that you have on there talking about things. I think it's absolutely excellent. Great job on putting it together, and I hope we can get you here in the area sometime soon to talk a little bit more about it.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay. That was J.D. King, and J.D. is the director of the documentary that we've been talking about. The documentary is called Blue, and the website is Blue Beats Green. It's actually a little bit of a movement rather than just a website or just a documentary. It's about confronting what's being said and standing up against all the untruth that's been talking about surrounding the green movement. But the website, again, is bluebeatsgreen.com. You can go out there, $19.99, I think, in order to get a copy of this DVD. You can't beat that. It's very well done. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.